This week on the River Morning Show Weekly Podcast.
If you didn't have this on your apocalypse bingo card, get it out, because you can now fill the square of the government says a thing we all believe. Like, I fully believe that we are not prepared for whatever.
Well, he's only right 40% of the time, so let's not get ahead of ourselves and being excited, but... Punxsutawney Phil. I always get it wrong.
I think it's Puck. Punxsutawney.
Yeah. The
then
groundhog.
Punxsutawney. It sounds like he's emo Phil.
Well, he's a punk. That's for sure.
The vermin Phil saw his shadow.
No, he didn't see his shadow.
He saw his shadow in his house before he left the ground.
Yeah.
And didn't see his shadow outside. So early spring. Yeah, we'll see.
According to a groundhog.
Yes. Sure. Who's right, 40% of the time? So
with the greatest
normal weather person. But what are you most looking forward to in springtime? What do you want that we actually currently aren't getting?
Baseball.
Okay. I like that.
It's coming, but it's not here yet.
Yep.
And about the time the calendar flips to February, I'm like, okay. And I love winter, but I'm like, okay, done with that. On to spring.
Yes.
Let's go.
Riverfest, May 18th.
Wow. Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah, that was nice.
As of this recording, tickets are still available at riverradio.com. And that's right 100% of the time, not like some rodent.
It's an exciting adventure right in your backyard.
Because your dog's been back there?
Yeah, you got to step over. You never know where the landmines are.
It's like running hurdles at a track meet.
How big is your dog?
No, this has nothing to do with the dog.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's something fun you can do right here in Columbus. The other day, my friend and I were looking for something different, and we finally made it to Otherworld.
Which other world?
Well, the one in Columbus.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So what is that?
Basically, it's this massive art experience, and it's dozens of connected rooms with different themes, but they're very out of this world, large-scale art, kind of like the 70s and 80s went to Mars.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
That's, it's number 12.
Number 12.
Yeah, there's a list of like the top 30 things you need to do if you're new to Columbus or if you have family visiting. Otherworld number 12.
Oh.
So good job, you guys.
Yeah, wow. Crossed something off the list.
You made it.
Nice.
For example, the Arena District is number 5.
Just
of
the
these
whole
30.
District,
yeah, because there's so much there.
There
I mean, there's restaurants and there's the Blue Jackets and the arena and just all of that. Ohio Stadium is number 25, so you got
to
get at least
see
Ohio Stadium.
Uh-huh.
So, and the list goes on and on. Number 1, I hate to admit, I've never even heard of this.
Oh.
Kelton House Museum and Gardens? Like, is that?
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know.
Kelton House.
Kelton. K-E-L-T-O-N.
It's going to take some Googling.
Yeah, right. So, but anyway, that's number 1. That's like the thing you're supposed to see if you got visitors or if you're new to Columbus. My question then is, because this is a list made from people clearly not from Columbus, because like the Columbus Zoo isn't even on the list.
Kelton House, by the way, temporarily closed.
Oh,
so that's why.
You got to see it when it's temporarily open.
Drive by. All right, anyway, like I said, this is clearly a list made by people who aren't here. What's on your Columbus can't miss list? I mean, we can extend it out through Central Ohio too. That's just fine. But what's in your can't miss? Something that you've got to see, or everyone coming, they need to check it out.
Can I just interject something?
Part
of me, it's painful to say this out loud.
I know that I want you to say anything.
I think you'll be okay with it, because last year, even though I am from that state up north, last year my wife and I went to a Buckeye game.
Uh-huh.
And it was a phenomenal experience.
Of course it was,
we even sat in the highest part of the building where you could barely see the players. You're like, oh, we need
it's called
binoculars.
The nosebleeds.
Yes, literally that. My nose is still bleeding.
Yeah. There's a tissue for that.
But it was a phenomenal experience.
Right, so,
highly recommended.
Number 25 gets the endorsement from Chadwick. What is yours on the Columbus can't miss list? Would love to hear it. Number 4 is Polaris Fashion Place. Number 20 is the Scioto Mile. Number 24 is Kosai.
Yeah.
Number 1 is a mystery to us. This is a list of what you can't miss in Columbus. If you're new to town or if you have family, friends visiting, whatever, these are some things. There's 30 of them that are listed. Number 1 is the Kelton House and Garden. I have never heard of this place before. I'm not trying to be like negative. I'm not saying it wouldn't be amazing. I just don't know what it is.
Well, you do live just a little bit north of town. Maybe I stick around though.
That's why, like, Hannah's lived here her whole life practically.
I don't know that one.
That's fair.
Huh. So clearly, it's a list from someone who's not here because the zoo isn't even on it,
or just knows all the secrets.
I don't know.
That's fair.
One way or the other. What would you say is on your Columbus can't miss list? 614-479-1049.
Some friends chimed in on the River Morning Show Facebook group. Willard said Easton. So you mentioned Polaris Fashion Place.
Oh, yeah. And Easton, I love.
Can't forget about Easton Mall.
When the weather's nice, I love the outdoor feel.
At Christmas time, it's pretty
it
too.
It also is very nice.
April mentioned the state parks. Valerie chimed in, kind of same thing with Hawking Hills. And Maria said
Is that Columbus time out? Is that Columbus? Is Hawking Hills Columbus? Does that count?
It extends to Central
a
Ohio.
Okay. Skip. Yeah.
Okay. It's close enough.
Okay. I remove my question.
Judges say yes.
Yeah. Because, like, I would add to that, there's that really pretty park in Lancaster. The Rising Park.
Yes, Rising Park.
I love that.
Gorgeous.
And the fall is stunning.
And then you mentioned one more.
Oh, the State House. Maria said the State House.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
I've never taken a tour, but it is pretty from the outside.
Like the historic parts of some of that sort of thing. So what would you say is on your list, Janice?
Well, if I have somebody with kids, I'm definitely taking them to Cosi.
Yes.
Of course.
So much fun. And I heard you mention the Kelton House, which caught my ear because my daughter got married there last fall, and we had never heard of it before last spring. So I will tell you, it is a beautiful house, and it has a wonderful story behind it. Local family that built it. It's on the Underground Railroad, and it's gorgeous inside and out. We had really never heard of it until last year either.
Sometimes after a long week and a sleepless night, you sit at your work desk staring at the screen, but while coworkers may assume you're deeply entranced in the work in front of you, in reality, you're just staring into space, and your mind starts to wander, your thoughts start to drift, and all of a sudden, you're just thinking. Grape soda doesn't even taste like grapes, but it sure does taste like purple.
Yes, it does.
Yes!
Yes, it does, which tastes like medicine. Why is that?
Just thinking, why are they called paintings? You're done.
Yeah.
That there's a painted.
Right. Same thing with buildings. It's a built is what it is.
Just thinking, I never buy potato chips because then I'll eat them. So instead, I stare in my pantry every day disappointed that I do not have chips.
What was I thinking?
Just thinking, who decided that skeletons are scary? Because honestly, I'd be more scared if the muscular system suddenly walked in my room.
Have you done it yet?
No.
Well, I knew that.
It's on my to-do list from you. I floss once a year, bro. Okay.
Yeah, I need some context.
It's not even that date.
To the responsible one, Hannah, have you done it yet?
I need context.
Well, okay, fine. Here's the context. May 18th, Riverfest
is
the context. Have you gotten your tickets yet?
Well, we'll be there.
Right. This is where I turn from you to you as you listen, getting ready for the day, in the car, whatever it is. Riverradio.com is where you can get your tickets. It's at Kemba Live, and it's going to be epic Riverfest. Go to riverradio.com.
Up in the sky, is it a bird? Is it a plane?
I don't know. What is it?
Is it Will Smith fighting aliens?
Space time.
Lots of questions today.
Oh, man. I was really hoping you were going to bust out with, like, getting jiggy with it.
Oh, welcome to Miami. I will not be doing that today because this is way more important. Talking about space, talking about aliens, potentially talking about what the U.S. government just said about space and aliens together.
They've had a lot to say in recent years after not having anything to say for like a century.
Yeah, I think they're like, you know what we need? We need good, positive PR. We need attention. So just start using buzzwords like aliens and UFOs. So they released a report recently, the U.S. government. And this report shares that the weird stuff up in the skies that that people have been seeing recently, unidentified flying
things,
objects.
Yeah,
they're not sure. Well, this is the problem. They are sure that we are not prepared to deal with any of it. And that was their report.
That's what the government said. They decided to make an announcement that we are all in deep doo-doo.
And you claim that that was a good PR tactic? Yeah,
well, any news is good news, right? Anytime they're talking about you.
I'll say this, too. And if you didn't have this on your apocalypse bingo card, get it out, because you can now fill the square of the government says a thing we all believe. Like, I fully believe that we are not prepared for whatever.
There's a lot. If there's a new honesty policy coming from the government, expect a lot more items that they're not ready for. But the good news is, if there can be good news about the government saying that we're not ready for alien invasions.
Yeah, please turn this positive.
If the aliens have access to our Facebooks or TikToks, mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to matter anyway.
Things your parents told you never to do. One, never get in the pool right after eating.
Right.
Do you know why?
Cramps.
Because they don't want vomit in the pool.
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's the real reason. We've been lied to.
Either way, I don't want cramps or puke in the pool.
That's okay, fair.
That's good. All right, so
two
for two. Yes.
Never cross your eyes. They'll stay that way.
Uh-huh. Look, I'm looking at you weird right now.
Don't.
Right now. It kind of hurts.
And three.
They're stuck again.
Stop it.
God. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Never, ever, ever get in a car with strangers.
Nope.
Just because they promise they have puppies.
Yeah, no way. It's just like that white van from your childhood.
Exactly.
Like, run the other way.
Stay away.
These are each very important. Listen to mom and dad.
Right.
However, what if?
No.
Hear me out. What if you upped the ante a little bit on one of these?
Okay. This is children. This is like, interesting thoughts.
Normally, we have to tell you not to listen to Chad. I'm going to preemptively say,
hold on.
Stop listening to Hannah. Don't try this at home.
What if, say, the stranger with the car didn't have puppies, but had ponies in cardigans?
Okay.
And what if it wasn't a car, but a country? So
I'm interested, actually. I'm interested.
So many
Scotland,
questions.
Scotland!
In order to increase tourism, posted images of ponies wearing cardigans. And I'm not going to lie to you, it is working.
What?
Yeah.
Ponies in cardigans?
Yes. And all I want to do is fly to Scotland and find these ponies. They're just the cutest little mini horses wearing red and white knitted sweaters.
Do you think
sweaters
that's how they're always dressed, though?
Yes. The ad said so.
Do you think they're always that fancy?
Hold on.
Yes. Or maybe they're like me, and some days they just put on a sweater, a pullover hoodie.
Can we up the ante on the ante? Can we put them in kilts, too? Like, well, that would be cardigans
maybe,
and kilts.
Maybe. But these cardigans, I feel like they're doing just fine.
Okay.
Do the horses sound like this?
Hey!
Anyway, that's a terrible Scottish accent.
They were like little cute ponies, and they say that they stand on majestic hilltops. They take long walks on the beach, and they watch romantic sunsets, all while wearing their cute little cardigans all the time. And it was a little bit of a reality check for me. I've realized, I think the only reason I haven't gotten into a car promising puppies is because no one's offered. Imagine this. The president of the United States pops by your house to vacuum it.
Interesting.
Or this one. The prime minister of the United Kingdom rolls into your driveway ready to clean your car.
Interesting.
Tell me more.
Well, you need more context, right? Because it's unimaginable.
Yeah,
it's absurd.
It's not a thing that happens.
Yes.
They have people to do that for their people who do that.
These people are too highly esteemed to deal with the dust bunnies under your couch or the French fry smooshed under the passenger seat. They're not going to do that. They're leaders. They're high in society, rubbing shoulders with the movers and shakers of the world. They're not going to clean your house. But hold the phone. Doesn't that knowledge make it even more mind-blowing that Jesus, the King of Heaven, who deserves the place of highest honor, says, come, I will wash your feet. In the Bible, in the book of John, the night before Jesus is to be put to death. He knows this, by the way. He knows that it is his last night. He gets down on his knees and cleans the grime. I mean, the absolute literal filth of the streets.
Thank you for pointing that out, because a lot of times, like, you have a foot washing service nowadays, which is great.
Oh, this isn't like a pedicure today.
No.
Is like they've been walking through stuff, if you catch my drift. They have walked through mud and dirt and grime. Everything you can imagine is on these disciples' feet. And Jesus is down on the ground cleaning them. Remember, he is the high king of heaven. And it doesn't just stop with them. He is actively washing your feet, my feet today, as the grime and filth of sin attempts to cling to us. He is on his knees, wiping it all away.
This has to be the best way to startle anyone you meet ever.
Oh.
You do the unthinkable. And you just do something nice without being asked.
Aww.
That is rare
in this era. Mm-hmm. People will be like, what's going on? What are you doing?
What do you want?
What are you trying to get from me?
In fact, that's a question someone on TikTok has been getting a lot of. They've been getting that question. What are you doing? She goes around cleaning places without being asked. She sees a mess. She goes and cleans it up.
Aww.
And she's got quite a following. People watch her going and cleaning up different things. She was cleaning up a fast food restaurant bathroom. And employees saw her and they're like, what are you doing? And she's, oh, I'm just cleaning it for the internet.
Just because.
Yeah. Oh. And they're like, no, you have to stop that now or we'll call the police.
Yeah.
They're going to arrest her for Lysoling?
Well, I don't know if the officers would arrest her, but they might be like, hey, can you clean up my car a little bit? But having the police called on you for doing something nice. Can you imagine that 911 call? Hi, 911. Someone's being nice. I don't know how to handle that.
Hannah, could you grab that, please? Oh. Thank you. Top line, highlighted, underlined.
Okay. Snack tips with Josh, Milk's favorite cookie.
You know what that is, right?
The Oreo.
Yeah, the Oreo. You were even talking about them earlier this morning. They're over 100 years old. So cookie lovers have spoken, and we now have the definitive list of the best Oreo flavors ever.
Ooh, I'll be the judge of that.
They keep adding flavors.
Right.
I don't think they need to. You just need to add more stuff.
Well, they have like the double stuffed, mega stuffed.
That's all we wanted.
Interestingly enough, that is number one on the list.
I'm not surprised.
Oreo.
I've not even seen this list.
Wait, regular or double stuffed?
So regular, double stuffed didn't make the list, and I am making an executive decision that it goes there.
Because honestly, I can walk past a regular Oreo.
Yeah, me too.
It's too much cracker cookie.
Have you had the Oreo Thins?
Those are pointless.
They're not pointless because you can eat so many.
No.
It is the LaCroix of cookies.
It's
like, right, I can barely tell it's there.
So that's number one. That is the first of the best Oreo flavors, the original. Number two is chocolate peanut butter pie.
No.
I will get behind that. I've not had them, but I love chocolate and peanut butter and pie.
Number three, dark chocolate. So it's like chocolate.
Absolutely not.
These are the best flavors of Oreo.
Who made this list?
Next, peanut butter.
No.
Peanut butter Oreos. You and I are not friends anymore.
Chocolate and peanut butter is the win.
This is your favorite, Hannah. This is your absolute favorite. Number one, two, three, four, five.
Strawberry, I bet.
Mint.
Stop it. This is absolute garbage.
Could you imagine mint strawberry? Oh, it's like toothpaste.
Yeah, that is. Let's see, two more. The sixth favorite is just chocolate, not dark chocolate, just chocolate.
Okay.
And the seventh is Java chip.
I've not had that. That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Over the peanut butter pie one?
I know. So here.
You're fired. Get out of here.
This list says two things to me. One, there's no need for dumb flavors like red velvet cake or lemon twist or candy corn.
Wait, the lemon twist, absolutely.
No, you don't need it. You don't need it because everything here is normal. And last, we as a society have forgotten the greatest Oreo creation ever. Do you remember the days of the Oreo Big Stuff?
Is that the mega stuffed?
No. It was the size of an oatmeal cream pie.
It
likely was single-handedly responsible for helping us all learn what the word diabetes means. But I would love to test my pancreas against that just one more time. What in the world? Okay, hang on a second. Why is Chad? Try again. There you are. Now Hannah's gone. What happened? Nope. 3, 4, go.
Hello.
Hi, everyone's here. We did it, you guys.
Technology is hard.
We did it. There are too many lights and buttons.
All day should start like this. Yes. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Saying, is this thing on? Check, check.
The
one,
crazy
two?
Thing is it was working moments ago, and now here we are. But anyway, Hannah, you had a thing you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. There are the superhumans, the Ultramans, the Olympians, and the A-listers.
Okay.
I don't know what is what.
And then there's your run-of-the-mill, everyday, average Joes and Janes.
Yay!
Hello, present.
I don't know anybody like that.
I only know three people in this room are the average Joes and Janes.
We're pretty ordinary.
Of the world.
Just look at my scoliosis.
Yeah, gross!
And maybe you're like us and you've accepted that in this life, we're never going to win a medal at the Olympics. You and I aren't going to sell out an arena. And that's totally fine. You have a great and blessed life.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are the moments that you still want to shake things up a bit. Have your moment in the sun, per se.
Right.
So what can everyday Joes and Janes like you and I do?
That's a good question.
Well, I will tell you.
That's a great question.
Because there are some world records you can break that claim just about everyone can do it.
Really?
Just about anyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been looking for a record to break, so go ahead and share them. Maybe we'll pick one today.
Okay, one world record you could break is the most socks put on one foot in 30 seconds.
on purpose?
On purpose.
Like, I forgot. I did double socks.
What do you think is the current world record?
30 seconds, sock, 120.
Okay.
I can do 150.
You could not. Your joints hurt all the time. There's no way you could bend that much.
I wouldn't be able to stand up afterwards. They're like, oh, I just did this workout.
Look, the record?
If you guys can get 120 to 150, that's impressive because the world record is 28.
Oh, okay.
You guys are really advantageous.
Overshot just a little bit. All right.
Okay, how about this one? A world record anyone could break is the most consecutive high fives in 1 minute.
1 minute. High five. This is two people. I've seen people do like the hand clapping with themselves.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot. I'm going to say 354.
Okay. Oh, wow, Chad. That's very impressive.
That was very fast, right?
I wish that was Hannah slapping your face.
Same.
I don't do that while I'm driving.
Thank you.
I could probably 200. 200?
200?
Yeah, I feel like if you were running fast enough and you had a line of people that were just like, just
60 just seconds go. To do as many high fives as possible.
What is the world record?
The world record is 290.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So you guys keep splitting the difference there.
Not bad. Uh-huh. Not bad.
Last one, a world record that anyone could break. Most spoonfuls of cereal eaten in 1 minute.
Did Joey Chestnut do this with hot dogs next door?
I have a funnel just for this.
What kind of cereal do they specify?
It is not.
Because if it's Captain Crunch, you will die. It will shred your mouth if you try to eat it that fast. Would. There is no way. I'm going to say 95 spoonfuls of cereal in a minute.
Okay.
That's the record. 72.
Okay, the current world record for most spoonfuls of cereal eaten in 1 minute is ripe for the taking. You could be breaking the record this morning because there's no official documented record on the books.
So my kids could do it. Maybe you've had an accident, and then maybe you've had a snaccident.
Oh, those are the best kinds.
Those are two different emotions that it elicits when you've had a snaccident. Good news.
Look at what I've done. Everyone, come enjoy this snaccident.
Chris was learning how to use Uber Eats or DoorDash, one of those food delivery apps.
I have never used that.
What?
So, no, I never have.
Oh, goodness. I know my drivers.
Well, Josh has four teenagers in his house, and they just go get food for them.
Exactly.
But Chris was learning, and he learned the hard way, that when you see that your DoorDash is expensive, there may be a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
I used DoorDash, and I was like, wow, that's a lot of money to deliver this value meal. I will never feel good about DoorDashing something that is in a combo at a drive-thru. So Chris is there. He's ordering for him and his wife, and they wanted 10-piece nuggets. They wanted two orders of 10-piece nuggets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the bill was expensive, and he's like, okay, it's probably because it's a new thing, and I'll I'll figure it out.
I'll stimulate the economy.
Yes. So DoorDash or Uber Eats or whoever it is shows up and they've got their boxes and boxes of food. And instead of ordering two boxes of 10-piece nuggets, he ordered 20 boxes.
No way.
Of 10-piece nuggets. So and suddenly...
He thought the delivery service was that expensive?
Yeah. Well, it's his first time. This is his first time at the rodeo.
And he's just like, you know what? When he got a hankering for some nuggets, you get some nuggets. So now him and his wife, they got to split 200 nuggets.
Did they have enough sauce?
I mean, I would hope so.
That's a very happy snacksident.
I
would not
is.
Be mad at that.
It would not be an upsetting snacksident. And 200 nuggets seems like too many nuggets.
Mm-mm.
But as my 7-year-old son would say, it's just enough nuggets. All right. If you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. That happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg. There's no like major prize. But would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request. But would you like and rate this show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5. Over 4.
And yeah, it's 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel,
yeah,
let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.